The NFL has denied Josh Gordon's request for reinstatement. The Browns receiver went to rehab last season and hasn't played in a regular season game since 2014. All of Gordon's suspensions stem from violations of the league's substance abuse policy. The Chargers announced Thursday first-round pick Mike Williams officially signed his four-year contract. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport says the deal is worth $19.75 million, all of it guaranteed. Rappaport also reporting the Cowboys and first-round pick Taco Charlton have agreed to terms on a four-year deal. The 28th overall selection for Michigan led his team in sacks last season. Washington also signing their first-round pick on Thursday, signing defensive end Jonathan Allen to his rookie deal. The Redskins start their rookie minicamp on Friday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. Craig, can I help you?
Hey, Craig. I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes, we have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or high-mileage full synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
Right now at the Home Depot, pros can save up to 20% on bulk price shingles or up to 30% on bulk price insulation. If you're buying a lot of either one, those are some pretty hefty savings. But we don't stop there. With next day job site delivery, you won't have to wait long or choose in-store pickup, and you won't have to wait at all. Save a whole lot of time and money with bulk pricing on shingles and insulation. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details. U.S. and Guam only.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming to you live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Big thanks going out to Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He joined us in hour number one of the program. Busy hour number two on tap. We're going to touch base momentarily with former Hawkeye and former Major League All-Star Jim Sundberg. He's in town for the 45th reunion of the 1972 College World Series team, Iowa's only squad to ever make it to Omaha. Also, Jack Dom going to be with us tonight at 5:30. Jack is not going to be here at Coach's Corner. He's on the road as well, a road trip of his own in St. Louis. And I found this out earlier tonight. You're going to try to meet up with him later on tonight because you are Splitsville after the show tonight. You're driving down to St. Louis for a little bit more family time, and you think you're going to be able to get there in time to see those guys tonight.
Well, hopefully. I got in contact with Sean, and hopefully I can get down there around 10:30 at the earliest and enjoy a little bit of Ballpark Village. I haven't been there in a while. Last time I went down there, I did not make it to Ballpark Village. I know you. It's not exactly Wrigleyville, but and you hear a lot about it, but I haven't gotten my Ballpark Village fix in a while.
I still have not spent a ton of time at Ballpark Village. I have yet to get the full experience while down there, and I'm looking forward to doing that. Hopefully sometime this summer. I keep telling Sean that we've got to go down there, and Sean invited me on this bus trip, which I believe was put together by somebody else, but he was rounding up people to go, and I said to him, maybe you've heard of this thing. It's called the Todd Brommelkamp Show, and on Fridays I do it from your bar. I think I'm a little preoccupied on Friday, but thank you very much for the invite. We're reaching out to Jim Sundberg, by the way. This is going to be a sort of a fly-by-the-seat-of-our-pants thing because he wasn't quite sure what his schedule was going to be today, and they're about an hour away from first pitch. And they're honoring that 1972 College World Series team beforehand today at Duane Banks Field. The Hawkeyes, as we mentioned before we went to break, taking on Ohio State tonight at 6:05. Nick Gallagher on the mound. He's been tremendous so far this year for the Hawkeyes, looking to give them an early one-game-to-nothing advantage in that series. And in college baseball, if you can win that Friday night game, it just tends to help you so much moving into Saturday and Sunday as far as positioning yourself for a series win. And Nick Gallagher has really been a revelation. We talked quite a bit with Rick Heller the last time he was on the program with us about Gallagher and his commitment that he made this offseason. He started eating a little bit better, started working out more, and it winds up paying off big time because C.J. Eldred is lost at the beginning of the season to injury, and somebody has to step up and be that Friday night starter, and Nick Gallagher has definitely filled those shoes.
If he didn't step in and be as good as he has been, this team would not have the record that they have right now. And little did he know coming into the season, a guy that had been used during midweek starts, had been used out of the bullpen during the weekend, he was going to be the ace of this team with our C.J. Eldred going down with an injury earlier in the season. Ryan Erickson has been pretty good on Saturdays, and then on Sundays they go with a piggyback starter, so you never know what that's going to go like on Sunday. So like you said, it has been so important for the Iowa Hawkeyes to get off to good starts in series on Friday to kind of get that weekend rolling, and Nick Gallagher has been absolutely outstanding to get things rolling on the weekend.
Iowa softball saw its season come to an end last night in Ann Arbor. They fell to Wisconsin 3-0 at the Big Ten tournament. Marla Looper's squad finishes at 19-32 overall and 9-14 in Big Ten play. The question will be, did Gary Barta see any improvement from last year to this year that warrants keeping her around as head coach of the program? He certainly is in a very precarious position right now, because a lot of folks expected a change to be made last year, and there was the belief that the looming lawsuits involving Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum were going to likely prevent him from taking action. Well, now here we are a year later, and the softball team suffers another losing season and certainly leaves the Big Ten tournament unceremoniously after just one day in Ann Arbor. So we'll keep an eye on that situation moving forward. We mentioned Cubs-Cardinals. That's not the only Major League Baseball action on tap. Busy, busy weekend. They're honoring Derek Jeter in New York this weekend, although I believe the forecast calls for some showers at Yankee Stadium, so hopefully they'll be able to get that game in. The Brewers earlier today placed outfielder Ryan Braun on the disabled list. That certainly is going to hinder their efforts moving forward. The Brewers have been a little bit of a surprise this year. They've played well out of the gate for Craig Counsell. Guys like Keon Broxton starting to hit the ball. And, of course, we've talked about Thames a lot, and he's cooled off a little bit, but still very capable of hurting you with his bat. Three teams in front of the Chicago Cubs in the standings right now going into this weekend, but the St. Louis Cardinals are on top of the National League Central, and you better believe you want to talk about momentum and three-game series. Forget Iowa, Ohio State. Boy, would the Cardinals really love to send a message to the Cubs this weekend in St. Louis by taking two or three, or it's quite possible a sweep.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. But I don't think they'll get the sweep. There's a chance they could win the series. It would be good to keep that momentum going, and I think for the Cardinals, this role that they're on right now was something that we didn't see at all last year. They would get going, they'd win three in a row, maybe four in a row, and then they would lose a couple in a row. And it was just very much an up-and-down roller coaster season, and they never got on that 5-6-7-game winning streak that was so much a staple of their play the past 5 years. So to see this is definitely encouraging early on in the season. However, it's a long season. If they are still in the race, if they can make this a division heading into July, I think that's when Cardinals fans can possibly start thinking about, I don't know, winning a division, getting a wild card spot. Until then, it's just going to be about trying to keep this role going and seeing it not getting too high and not getting too low, because we're still in May.
The Cardinals have won 16 of their last 21. And I don't think enough people are probably talking about that fact, at least. I wouldn't know it from watching the MLB Network at night. And I'll leave it at that. But if you want to talk about the difference between these two teams, the Cubs and the Cardinals, coming into this series, and we touched on it a little bit yesterday on would you rather have bullpen issues or starting pitching issues? And you and I both agreed that you'd rather have bullpen issues. The Cubs at 17-17 right now have a staff ERA, starting pitching, of 4.56. That is the eighth worst ERA among starting rotations in all of baseball. This little stretch, and I say it little, I'm being facetious, but the 16-21 during that stretch, Cardinals starters are 12-1 with a 3.38 ERA. Only one team in baseball has better numbers over that same stretch of period, and that's the Tampa Bay Rays, if you could believe it. So the Cardinals are getting outstanding pitching, and not only that, they're getting offensive support from guys like Jed Jerko and Tommy Pham, who comes up from AAA. Dexter Fowler goes to the disabled list, and you bring up a guy who's basically been on your taxi squad for the last couple years, and he hits three home runs right out of the bat. So the offense is there for the Cardinals, but their starting pitching is getting it done, and they're riding two guys who I think, as a Cardinal fan, you would agree with me at the beginning of the year were major question marks, and that's Michael Wacha and Lance Lynn, and they both looked really good so far.
And you can add Mike Leake into that conversation as well, and that's going to be that's good, but it's also a little bit of a double-edged sword. You win with those guys, you lose with those guys. Mike Leake is not going to have a 1.79 ERA when all is said and done. I think there are a lot of Cardinals fans that hope that Michael Wacha is having a bounce-back year and he can stay a little bit consistent, but there are still a little bit of a flashback from last year and possibly in the playoffs from 2 years ago when the Cubs lit him up like a Christmas tree. So that'll be interesting to see how, if that keeps up. If it does, then this team's going to be very good. But there are going to be some down periods when Mike Leake, I don't know, drops below a 2 ERA, because that's coming. But it is so early. I keep going back to that. I'm cautiously optimistic at this point. And I know I say that a lot, that may be a little bit of the Blues fan syndrome there. But after last year...
Is that a pre-existing condition, Blues fan syndrome?
I think it is.
Okay, that might be an issue coming up if things don't go a different way in Washington. But I understand where you're coming from. And again, it is May 12th. We say this all the time. Cubs-Cardinals, by the way, the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. Who wins this weekend series at Busch Stadium, the Cubs or the Cardinals? And Cardinals Nation, we're hearing from you. 67% of you so far today have said the Cardinals. Maybe we're hearing from Cubs Nation, because the Cubs fans suddenly have turned pessimistic once again with regard to this team. It's way too early to push the panic button. I'm looking forward to seeing what Eddie Butler can do tonight in his Cubs debut. He was a top pitching prospect with the Colorado Rockies. Came up at the same time as John Gray, who's currently on the disabled list with Colorado. But Gray and Butler were viewed as a future 1-2 combination. Butler got up to the big leagues and had a gopher ball problem. Couldn't keep the ball in the park. Some people wondered if maybe that wasn't a Rockies Coors Field issue. And you look what he's done at AAA Iowa so far this year. He had a 1.17 earned run average so far in Des Moines. 1-0, he gets the call to fill in for Mike Montgomery, or for Brett Anderson. Mike Montgomery remains in the bullpen, and so the Cubs now down to just one left-handed starter in John Lester. But Eddie Butler.
So is this kind of like trying to catch lightning in a bottle once again, like they did with Jake Arrieta?
That is exactly what it is right now. They're hoping that Chris Bosio worked his magic during spring training and that they've got things figured out, and certainly AAA is not the big league level, but so far those results are encouraging on Butler, and that's a guy who, if he can keep the ball down, and he does like to work low in the zone, and if he can keep the ball down, you've got to think that'll help him at Wrigley Field moving forward if he becomes a long-term answer on the back end of the rotation. I don't think Brett Anderson is long for Chicago at this point. They knew signing him and bringing him in that this is a guy who has chronic back issues. He's hurt almost every year. A back obviously is so important to a pitcher that it just, once it's injured and you can't get it to heal up, you're never the same. So they were hoping to catch lightning in a bottle. with Brett Anderson doesn't look like that happened. Although the first couple starts this year looked good, but then there's a reason that they made the deal with Colorado in the offseason for Eddie Butler. They also got Alec Mills from the Kansas City Royals, a guy who was out of options. So they were trying to prepare themselves for the moment when depth would be an issue with a rotation, but this isn't all Brett Anderson's doing. That starter's ERA of 4.56 resting heavily on the shoulders of Jake Arrieta and John Lackey at this point, who both have been inconsistent. Arrieta to, I would say, a troubling degree at this point, and it's a question of whether or not he can regain that 2015-2016 form. He'll get an opportunity to this weekend. I think he's the Sunday starter for Chicago.
So would you say that that is the bigger concern for you as a Cubs fan, the slow start with for Arrieta and Lackey as opposed to Russell, Schwarber, and Rizzo?
Absolutely, because I believe in those guys' bats. Now, Addison Russell's battling a shoulder injury right now on top of a relatively slow start. I think the plan was to have him throw a little bit today, and they're going to see if they can work him back into the lineup. Anthony Rizzo's not going to struggle the way that he's doing right now at the plate for the remainder of the season. You know at some point in time he's going to turn things around. And then Kyle Schwarber batting at the top of the lineup has been a constant criticism for a lot of people of Joe Maddon this year. But they knew when Dexter Fowler departed via free agency the second time, they knew he wasn't coming back, and that they knew they didn't have a true leadoff man because John Jay wasn't going to fill that role. Albert Almora, the other half of that center field platoon, wasn't going to fill that role. Ben Zobrist was talked about a little bit. They knew coming into the season that it was sort of Kyle Schwarber or bust. Now, we know from talking to Jack Dom, Kyle Schwarber hit second for the vast majority of his career at Indiana. So he's not unaccustomed to hitting near the top of the lineup, but the two-hole and the leadoff position are a little different. And right now, whatever the reason is, Schwarber's had his struggle out of the gate as well. These guys are all so immensely talented that you can't imagine they're all going to struggle for this extended period of time all at the same time.
You wouldn't think so, but I will have Jeff Downing reach out to Jim Sundberg. And
here's what we're going to do. We're gonna
his
see
schedule's
if,
busy.
We're going to see if Jim can join us at 6:30 today. It would be during the game. He's probably going to say no, but we'll see if we can make that happen. If he can join us at 6:30, fantastic. If not, perhaps he can carve out some time for us on Monday, because I still would like to talk to him about not only this reunion but his time in the major league. So when Jeff gets in touch with him, that's the route that we'll go. But in the meantime, and we did have this in our back pocket just in case we ran into a little bit of trouble, we're going to give you an opportunity to play Race to Win. So if you're a caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600, we'll step aside, we'll take a quick break. Jeff will let us know who our contestant is, and when we return, we'll see if we can pair up one of those 9 prizes that's still left on the Race to Win board. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire.
Where would we be without mothers? I think it's pretty safe to say we owe them a lot. So this year at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, we're making it incredibly easy to show the mothers in our world how much we appreciate them. We start off with an amazing selection of diamond and colored diamond jewelry from Levion, and then we'll add a beautiful spring bouquet of flowers with any purchase of $149 or more. Next, we add saving up to 25% off your purchase, and then we'll top it all off with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Wouldn't she just love a new or upsized pair of diamond studs or a Pandora Mother's Day set? She sure deserves it. Join us in celebrating moms at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers Mother's Day event. Mother's Day is coming May 14th, and we're here to make it real easy to show moms how much we appreciate them. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and shows mom we love her.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
522, back with you on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, and we're going to be here until 7 o'clock today, inviting you to join us. Jack Dom will be with us at the bottom of the hour, joining us live from St. Louis as the Cubs getting ready to take on the Cardinals. First game of a three-game series coming up tonight. I believe it's afternoon action Saturday and Sunday. You're not going to any of the games?
I don't think so. The family's going tonight. I'm obviously not going to be able to go tonight. So the option would be tomorrow or Sunday, but I think I'm going to spend time with family instead of going to the game. I will watch and I'll listen on the way home tonight, though. Hopefully get Mike Shannon's call.
We're going to have not one, but two opportunities for you to play Race to Win today. Opportunity number two coming up for you in hour number three today. But first, I do believe we've got a contestant with us on the line. It's Steve in Robbins. Steve, have you been following along with Race to Win so far? Do we have Steve?
Steve, yeah,
have you been following along with Race to Win so far?
Yeah, just a little.
All right. Well, go ahead and choose your first. First of all, which numbers can he not choose?
Numbers 4, 7, 9, 10, 20, and 24 are off limits.
All right. Go ahead and choose your first number, Steve.
We'll try the number 7.
7 is off limits.
That's off limits. Okay.
Yes.
13.
All right, let's see, Jeff, what we've got behind number 13.
Free round of golf with a cart from St. Andrews Golf Club.
That's very nice, the St. Andrews Golf Package, an $80 value. Can you try to pair that up for us, Steve?
Let's go to the next one, 14.
Number 14.
$30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City.
Two very nice prizes, but unfortunately that's not the name of the game. Steve, we appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. That leaves still 9 prizes on the board, and we'll have another opportunity for you to play and hopefully be victorious with us during Race to Win in hour number 3. Jack Dom set to join us at the bottom of the hour, but first, it's time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. They're playing baseball today at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Not the Colonels. They're still on the road. But the IIAC tournament underway. Number 1 seed Wartburg advances to the championship game. They beat Buena Vista earlier today 9-6. The big news today in Eastern Iowa, wide receiver Jeremy Smith no longer a part of the Iowa Hawkeye football program. Iowa announcing via a news release earlier today that Smith and head coach Kirk Ferentz have agreed that it's in the best interest of both parties to part ways. Smith was the team's third leading receiver a year ago. He was expected to be either the number 1 or number 2 option in the passing game this fall. The Iowa State basketball program picked up a commitment from 6'9" Princeton graduate transfer Hans Brace. He missed all of the 2015-2016 season with a torn right ACL, then had a knee injury 5 games into last season. He averaged 6.4 points and 2.8 rebounds during his time on the floor for the Tigers. The Iowa baseball team hosts Ohio State this weekend for a 3-game Big Ten series beginning with tonight's 6:05 game at Duane Banks Field. The Hawkeyes set to honor the 1972 College World Series team beforehand. And the Iowa softball team saw its season come to an end yesterday at the Big Ten tournament in Ann Arbor, Wisconsin, a 3-0 winner in the season finale. So the Hawkeyes are done on the softball diamond, still 2.5 weeks to go. Rick Heller hopes more than that in the Iowa baseball season, but a big weekend series with Ohio State. Check out the schedule online at HawkeyeSports.com. We're going to talk with Jack Dom coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's in St. Louis for that Cubs-Cardinals World Series. That would be fun.
Not possible, but it would be fun.
Since they both play in the same league. We got a little bit. We got as close as we'll ever get to the Cubs-Cardinals World Series 2 years ago when they met in the postseason for the first time ever in that divisional series. And that was the Kyle Schwarber home run, and the Cubs won and advanced and ultimately wound up losing at the hands of the New York Mets. But it's always a tremendous atmosphere when those two teams get together. And I've never had an issue as a Cubs fan going to St. Louis. I've had an issue as a baseball fan going to St. Louis. But I think there's sort of a little bit, a modicum of begrudging respect at this point for among both organizations, both fan bases right now. And the Cubs are going in there looking to turn the ship around at 17-17 and make a statement that they're not dead yet. And the Cardinals are looking to try to put their foot on the throat of their division rival a little bit and increase that lead over everybody. So should be a great series. We've got plenty of baseball on tap for you tonight with the Twins and the Indians. That should be a fantastic series as well. We're going to wind up joining it at 7 o'clock, the Twins in Cleveland to face the Indians. So it's going to start a little bit early while we're on the air. NBA playoff action for listeners on 106.3 FM and 1600 AM tonight at 7 o'clock. Game number 6 in the Eastern Conference between Boston and Washington. That taking place at the Verizon Center, the home of the Wizards. So NBA action and MLB action. We've got IndyCar, the Grand Prix of Indianapolis for you tomorrow. Lots of stuff on tap at KGYMRadio.com, including our poll question today. Who wins this weekend series at Busch Stadium, the Cubs or the Cardinals? And the Cardinals are still winning the voting. So Cub fans, if you feel like stuffing the ballot box, visit KGYMRadio.com. We'll talk a little bit more about Jermaine Smith leaving the Iowa football program coming up in hour number 3 on Love It or Leave It. A big weekend of baseball, as we mentioned, and maybe the NBA as well. Outside of hooking up with Jack and Sean perhaps tonight in our final minute and 20 here before we get to the bottom of the hour, do you have any other plans? Other family time and maybe a little fun time in St. Louis this weekend?
Yeah, I don't get to see my younger brother all that often. He's at home. His girlfriend Taylor at home, so I'll hang out with family and friends.
Is he a football player as well?
Gabe.
I don't know why I always think Gabe is your older brother, because Gabe is massive.
Because he's massive and he has a huge beard and he looks older than me. And trust me, you're not the only one that constantly
Gabe
thinks
looks
that
like he's 30.
He looks like he's 30, and people always get actually me and him mixed up. They know Gabe's the younger one. They know Alex is the older one, so he gets called Alex, and I get called Gabe a lot by people who don't know us as well. But yeah, just going to go down there, and I'm going to be a little bit jealous when we're talking with Jack Dom, knowing the amount of fun he's going to have at the game tonight, because I would really love to take in a game in this series, but it just doesn't look like that's going to happen.
I have a feeling the fun has started much earlier in the day.
Yeah,
these are always these are always fun when we talk with Jack when he's out and about on the road. So Jack Dom, Mount Mercy baseball coach, set to join us his weekly segment, Touching All Bases, coming up with us next. Also, in hour number 3, your chance to play Race to Win with us for a second time today. Looking for our first winner of the day, back after this.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at Austed's.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
99 cents now at Burger King. Here's another great breakfast deal. 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time at participating Burger King restaurants.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Wizards and Celtics play Game 6 tonight in D.C. Boston leads the series 3-2. Washington hasn't played in the conference finals since 1979, which is also the last time they played a Game 7. They'll have to hold serve tonight to force a Game 7 Monday night in Boston. Tonight's Celtics-Wizards game here on ESPN Radio starting at 7 Eastern, also on ESPN TV and the Watch ESPN app starting at 8 Eastern. Rockets coach Mike D'Antoni says today fatigue could have been a factor in James Harden's 10-point game last night against the Spurs. D'Antoni says he's still shell-shocked by his team's 39-point loss in an elimination game. Breaking news, Mets closer Jurys Familia could miss the rest of the baseball season. He had surgery today on a blood clot in his right shoulder. Rory McIlroy plans to get an MRI on his back on Monday. He sat out 7 weeks earlier this year with a broken rib. McIlroy is even par after two rounds of the Players. Louis Oosthuizen and Kyle Stanley tied for the lead.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
This is an emergency news update brought to you by your mother and 1-800-Flowers.com. Today is your last chance to order Mother's Day bouquets that'll make it in time for her special day. So unless you want to be remembered as the kid that forgot their mom, you've got to get moving. Lucky for you, 1-800-Flowers.com can still deliver any of their beautiful and stunning bouquets. But the clock is ticking. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering a special deal. Up to 40% off the best-selling bouquets and gifts for Mother's Day. But you have to order them right now. Up to 40% off for mom at 1-800-Flowers.com is an amazing deal. But again, you have to order today to ensure delivery by Mother's Day. So whether you're surprising your wife, aunt, sister, or mother, don't settle for anything less than 1-800-Flowers.com. To get beautiful bouquets, arrangements, and other Mother's Day goodies for up to 40% off, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter code Jacoby. That is 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon, enter code Jacoby. Don't delay and order today.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, at Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online at lindertire.com. They've got 3 locations across Iowa to serve you, 1 in Grinnell and 2 in our neck of the woods, North Liberty and, of course, Iowa City. That's where we're at today till 7 o'clock. Busy, busy weekend. Lots of action on tap, including at Duane Banks Field tonight as the Hawkeyes play host to Ohio State, about 20 minutes away from first pitch in that contest. We'll make sure we give you updates once things are underway. Mention the IIAC tournament taking place in Cedar Rapids as well today. Number 1 seed Wartburg punches its ticket to tomorrow's title game. It beat Buena Vista 9-6 earlier at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Alex, I know you're going to be extremely jealous. We've already talked about this. But Jeff informs us that it's time for Touching All Bases with our good friend Jack Dom. And he's joining us live from St. Louis, getting ready for the Cubs and the Cardinals tonight. Jack, it sounds like you made it in one piece. Congratulations.
Yeah, we did. Bill with Windstar got us down here okay and got here in good time and been down at Ballpark Village here for a little while. So a lot of excitement down here. I can tell you this much, Cardinal fans are pretty excited.
Jack, what is the go-to bar in Ballpark Village for you?
You know, we actually ate at the Brew Club, but we did come up. I'm outside some place called the PBR.
So the yep, Pro with Bowler the
bowl. Rodeo bar. I'm sitting outside there right now as I'm talking to you guys.
What was the ratio of Cubs to Cardinals fans on the bus trip? Was it about 50-50, or were there more Cardinal fans than Cub fans today?
Well, I tell you what, I think it was about 50-50 on the bus. So, and a lot of, the funniest thing is a lot of husband-wives where one of them was a Cubs fan and one of them was a Cardinals fan, and over, we're staying right across the way at the hotel in the same way. A lot of Cubs fans here. I'm surprised how many Cubs fans are down here in St. Louis. But I can tell you this much, the Cardinal fans are feeling a lot better right now than they did about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Jack, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. At what point do you think the Cubs would have to address their starting pitching if this trend were to continue?
Well, you know, I think it was a concern coming in. You know, you got a couple guys that they threw, even though Madden has tried to take care of them as far as keeping their innings down last year with the, you know, they got off such a great start last year where he started, you know, they didn't go very deep in games and he tried to handle their innings. He's still got some guys that have thrown a lot of innings in their career. You know, Hendricks is throwing a lot better. Lackey's last couple outings have been better, but I still think, you know, with Anderson going down and Anderson struggling, if there's a move to be made, I don't think the Cubs are going to be very bashful. And the other thing is, you looked at an interesting start to me. It'll be the start tomorrow by Lester, going 120 pitches. The one thing Joe Madden has not wanted to do is to extend his starting pitchers. In fact, it's probably put him in a little bit of a tough spot here because he has pulled those starters out early and starts. And then, of course, they had that 18-inning game and in a tough situation. So I expect it interesting night to see what Butler does, and then also interesting tomorrow night how Lester responds from 120-pitch outing. I know this from my experiences. Sometimes that next outing after extending a starting pitcher to 120 pitches, not that I did that very often, but a lot of times they're not quite as fast that outing after.
Zach Greinke almost threw a no-hitter last night for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yesterday on their podcast, Keith Law talked about the Cubs possibly looking at him as a trade target. Do you think they'd be crazy enough to take on the remainder of that contract if they got desperate enough for pitching help?
You know what? I don't think they're going to panic. Number one, they won the World Championship last year. So they're in a lot different position right now than they were a year ago where, you know, Theo came there for one reason, and Theo's talked about it plenty of times where he felt like if he did not win a world championship in Chicago, he would be a failure. So I don't think they need to take take on a huge money deal like that. It would have to be I just don't see them making that deal. I think what they'll try to do is get somebody that has 1 or 2 years left on their contract is something that works out well for them. But I'm not too sure they're going to make that move. You know, you just don't know. There's a lot of innings that he's thrown. He's one of the premier pitchers in baseball. But to spend that kind of money on a guy that struggled last year, even though he's throwing the ball better this year, I'm not too sure they're going to want to make that move.
You mentioned Jake Arrieta, and there's been a lot of talk about him. When all is said and done, gut feeling when we look back at this season, does he have – obviously, he probably doesn't have a 2015-type year, but can he have an all-star caliber year when all is said and done?
I believe he can. His velocity's down, but he's still so tough to hit. You know, Jake Arrieta is one of those guys that he can have 1 or 2 bad innings, but he's learned to kind of – fight through it, and he's got good enough stuff. And I happened to be talking to a pro scout the other day that was at a game that he threw. I'm not sure what game he was at, but it's not electric stuff, but it's still really good stuff. And his biggest thing is command and commanding within the strike zone. Not just throwing strikes. A lot of guys can throw a lot of strikes, but commanding his pitches within the strike zone is going to be the key for Jake Arrieta. And I still think he can because he's very
just shooting with his motion, throws it past his body. He's got great light, and he's got a feel for 4 or 5 pitches too. So I think he can be very, very successful. Is he going to be as dominating as he was a couple years ago? No. Not too many people have that type of a season. There's not too many Clayton Kershaws out there. But I still think you're talking about one of the top 15 pitchers in baseball in Jake Arrieta.
Jack Dom joining us for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases, live from St. Louis, where the Cubs are getting ready to take on the Cardinals tonight. Eddie Butler on the mound for the Cubs, making his big league debut with the Cubs. He's been with the AAA Iowa Cubs at the beginning of the season. How many Cubs-Cardinals games would you say you've been to in your lifetime, Jack?
You know, not a ton, probably about 6 or 7. And this is probably one of the bigger buzzes as far as, the environment that I've been at. Of course, down here in St. Louis, like I said, I think they're feeling a lot better right now than they did. I see a lot of World Championship sub stuff, but I've been to about 5 or 6 games. One of them that really I remember is when the Cubs weren't very good and Rizzo hit the walk-off home run to left center. I happened to be there with a couple of friends of mine at Wrigley Field, and that's when the Cubs, that's when they had Rizzo was a young guy that got that walk-off home run. So after the game, there was great buzz. But as far as a Cubs-Cardinal game, there's as much buzz for this one, for not being a playoff game, as any I've been around.
Jack, it's early in the season. The Cardinals, 19-14 in first place. It's May 12th on July 12th. Is this race in the NL Central within 3 games?
Oh, without a doubt. And it's not because of the Cubs. I think the Cubs are going to be there. Once they hit stride, it warms up. They start getting the bats going a little bit. But here's the biggest reason why is the Cardinals, the start that they had, we talked about it previously, the panic, the concern, talking about Matheny. Did the Cardinals make enough moves?
But the Cardinals are playing tremendous baseball now, good solid baseball. So the reason why I say it's within 3 games is because of the Cardinals. And I know the Cubs will be there. I'm a little worried about the way the Cubs are playing. They're just not playing good solid baseball. They've had a tough stretch here. They're pitching, Joe Madden used that term. I can't remember the sleep deprived. And people might not understand exactly what he's talking about, but all the travel that they've been doing, the timing of games, the lack of sleep, the 18-inning game, all the ceremonies that they had early in the year, I still think the Cubs are going to hit their stride. But again, the Cardinals are here. They're saying no one's going to walk away with this, and we're still the team to beat. And so without a doubt, in July, it will be within 3 games, and I think it's going to be a great race between these 2 teams. I still think Milwaukee, Cincinnati, they're still a little bit young, some young pitching. So I think you're going to see the cream rise to the top. I still think it's going to be the Cubs on top with St. Louis trying to battle. It was probably about 2 weeks ago, I believe. I wasn't sure if the Cardinals would make the playoffs or not, but they're playing some outstanding baseball. The interesting thing about the Cardinals is they've been playing better on the road the last couple of years than they've been playing at home. I think a 9 or 10 game winning streak on the road, that could play in the Cubs' favor, today as far as hopefully getting that first win. Tough matchup for him, though, with the rookie Butler on the hill. They need him to get 5 innings. They need a solid start. The bullpen got a day off yesterday, but Butler needs to give him at least 5 today.
Are you buying the sleep deprivation and the wacky schedule and the stuff that Joe Madden has talked about this week? Because there's a lot of fans out there that are getting a little upset. They think he's just making excuses. Is there any?
I believe that the guys are tired. I'm not smart enough to use a
big word like sleep deprivation. So I've seen it in teams who travel a lot where all of a sudden you get fatigued, you are tired physically, and it also wears on you mentally. But he stated it in a little different terms. He's a lot smarter than me and a lot of other people. So I would say the Cubs are a little physically and mentally wore out. But and again, part of that is all the ceremonies and kind of the World Series hangover and then the travel, the extra inning games. So I do believe in it. I'm not too sure I would. I know I couldn't use that verbiage. I'm not smart enough to use that verbiage. But I think if he would have said, I just think that we're a little mentally and physically fatigued, I think a lot of people would have agreed with him. The big words probably threw some people off.
Jack, we have a segment every Thursday called Would You? And one of the questions that we had yesterday, I wanted to get your thoughts on. And the question was, would you rather have a pitching staff that had really good starters and a shoddy bullpen, or a pitching staff with shoddy starters and a really solid bullpen?
Ooh, there you go. That's a good one. I would love to have great starters. If my bullpen wasn't good, you must have a closer. The bottom line is you need somebody that can get that 27th out. So you could have a shoddy bullpen with an outstanding closer and great starting pitching and still do all right. The mentality of a team, so much believing that they can win, is knowing that you've got someone on the backside with the 27th out that can get that 27th out. So I don't mean to be on the fence here, but starting pitching is such a key, because starting pitching can take a lot of pressure off of the bullpen. Going into the season, I was concerned about the bullpen of the Cubs. They actually threw very well after the first couple weekends and did some real good things, but then also they got wore out. And of course, Davis has done a great job on the backside. So because they have Wade Davis, because of the way he's pitching, I still think that the Cubs are going to be in good shape and a big key here is Madden allowing the guys to go a little bit deeper into the game. They're in a playoff pace right now, so you're going to see them extend the Cubs. Starting pitching is a huge key. You can have a shoddy bullpen if you have that guy that can get that 27th out. That's the biggest key to me. Even if it's you relying on a bullpen, you look at the Kansas City Royals a couple years ago. If they had the lead in the sixth inning, they knew they'd go to those big three. So that was outstanding. But they still had that guy that was Wade Davis on the backside that was going to get that last out. That, to me, takes pressure off an entire team and a bullpen having a closer.
Last question for you, Jack, and then we'll let you get back to hopping on the bull and taking a spin there in St. Louis. Derek Jeter getting his number 2 retired by the New York Yankees this weekend. When I say the name Derek Jeter, what comes to mind?
First of all, I just got goosebumps as soon as he said his name. I think he's one of the premier baseball players for how long he played, how he handled himself. He's the ultimate pro on and off the field. And, we probably didn't realize how blessed we were to get a chance to watch a guy like Derek Jeter play. The consummate pro. You think about all the championships that the Yankees have won, and if you're in New York and you hear people talk about Derek Jeter, and they say captain, and a lot of people talk about him as the captain. Think about the guys that have played for the Yankees. That's the biggest compliment anybody could give. He's a pro, pro's pro, probably one of the clutchest players I've seen. There's guys that can hit 300 or 330, but it's hitting at crunch time. And you just look at some of the things Derek Jeter, how he ended his career, game winning hit, getting the big hits in his career, home runs for, was it a 3,000th hit? He hit a home run. He just got the flair for the dramatic. And just a pro's pro, one of the classiest guys to play not only professional baseball, but I think professional sports. And my dog's named after him, too. My family named our dog after a New York Yankees shortstop. That says a lot, too, in my mind, how respected he is by my family.
All right, Jack, have fun at the ball game tonight. Do me a favor, buy our good friend Sean a beer and tell him it's from a fellow Cubs fan, would you?
I will do that. The good thing is he's still drinking beer instead of vodka. That's when it gets a little ugly with him, as you know. So, but I appreciate it. Look forward to Alex. Are you coming down here tomorrow?
I'm coming down there tonight.
Oh, well, maybe we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Well, next right, time we'll if we do this, we'll can we you. Have you do What's the that? Interview on the bull? The next time if we interview you from St. Louis, can you be on the bull when we're interviewing you?
I can promise you this, I will never be on the bull. One thing, Derek Jeter was smart enough not to put himself in those situations. I think I'm smart enough not to do that also.
All right, Jack, we appreciate it. Have fun at the game tonight. Touching All Bases, our weekly segment with Mount Mercy's Jack Dom, joining us live from St. Louis tonight, where the Cubs and the Cardinals will go at it at Busch Stadium, the three-game series. Of course, the last time these two teams met, the infamous Yadier Molina ball sticking to the chest protector.
It was the intro to the show.
Incident, which came up on the intro to the show tonight. Certainly, these two teams have taken much different paths since then. The Cardinals were really struggling at that point in time, and the Cubs, while not off to the greatest of starts, didn't exactly look like there was anything to worry about. Now here we are, May 12th, and they've gone on different paths. The Cardinals, winners of 16 of their last 21, and the Cubs dealing with the eighth worst starting rotation in all of baseball. It's 5:53. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, get you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update and set the table for our third and final hour during the KGYM road trip here at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, where this will come as no surprise to you listening wherever you are in eastern Iowa, but the outdoor seating and the coach's garden just as popular, if not more so, than the indoor seating today. An absolutely beautiful day.
Definitely more so.
Certainly struck gold with the Iowa baseball team. Not only are they playing tonight at 6:05 against Ohio State, but they had their golf outing earlier today at Finkbein, which is just up the street from us. And I've played in that particular outing before when they have not had the best of weather. This was absolutely perfect for them. So hopefully Rick Keller was able to raise a lot of money for the athletic department and for the baseball program itself. They've got some games left to be played. There's no doubt about that, including this series with Ohio State. Let's get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update to put the finishing touches on a fly-by-the-seat-of-our-pants hour number two. The big news in Iowa City and eastern Iowa today, wide receiver Jeremy Smith no longer a part of the Iowa football program. The school announced that shortly before 3 o'clock today. Smith had been suspended from all team activities by head coach Kirk Ferentz at the beginning of spring football, although he did say that the door was open and the ball was in Smith's court as far as a return to the team. It doesn't appear that they were able to work anything out. By the way, today was the end of the school year at the University of Iowa. Iowa State's picked up a graduate transfer in men's basketball. 6'9", former Princeton player Hans Brace will be a Cyclone next year. Brace averaged 6.4 points and 2.8 rebounds in just 5 games with the Tigers this year before suffering a knee injury on November 29th. He also missed all of the 2015-2016 season with a torn right ACL. Number one seed Wartburg has advanced to the championship game of the IIAC Conference Tournament at Veterans Memorial Stadium. They beat Buena Vista 9-6 earlier today. Colonels are on the road tonight in Bowling Green, Kentucky, taking on the Hot Rods. The Tampa Bay affiliate won last night's game 10-0. and Iowa baseball in action all weekend long, including tonight. They face Ohio State at Duane Banks Field. That game's scheduled to get underway at 6:05. So we'll give you some updates as to how the Hawkeyes are doing in hour number three. Also, last night, Iowa softball saw its season come to an end. They lost 3-0 to Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament in Ann Arbor. Hawkeyes finished the year 19-32 overall, 9-14 in the Big Ten. Your second chance to play Race to Win and more coming up in hour number three. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
Mother's Day is Sunday. There's still time to celebrate all the moms in your life with a